This is the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, I have mixed emotions, all right? I have mixed emotions here because I feel that work ethic is one of the things that America is lacking in many ways. I think that work ethic is something that's been lost through the generations, the ability to just work hard. People expect too much to be given to them these days. And so when I see a proposal about a four-day work week, I cringe a bit. But then I see that it comes from my good friends in New Zealand. And New Zealand is some of the hardest working people I know. And I have as anybody knows that listens to this program, I have a love affair with New Zealand. I've been there many, many times. And so I have mixed feelings. And so I need to sort it out. So I had to call in a professional, Dr. Michael Bustler here, public policy and analyst, economics expert, and professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Doctor, welcome back.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to be here.
I needed counseling, so I called you. Tell me about this four-day work week, because when I think about a four-day work week, I think about what was going on in Greece when Greece was going broke. Mm-hmm. They're talking about their four-day work week, right? That's what comes to mind. Help me.
When you look at the study, you're right. You do get mixed emotions. So here's the thing. It was a service-oriented business in New Zealand, and they said to their workers, listen, we're going to cut to a 32-hour work week, 4 8-hour days, and we're going to pay you the same amount of money that we were paying you when you worked 5 8-hour days. And we'll test to see how that comes out. So they ran the test for 2 months, and they found that they got about the same amount of work done in 4 days than they were previously getting in five. They also found that employee satisfaction went way up because they had a better work-life balance. That is 4 days working and 3 days leisure time.
To be clear,
this was positive.
And I want to point this out so we're clear. The firm is called Perpetual Guardian. It manages trust, wills, and estates.
Yep.
And they found that the change boosted productivity. This is a specific kind of service-oriented business, and I would assume that the staffing would be such that, you know, they're not just open 4 days a week. They would shuffle their staff around. They would still have a five-day business week for customers, maybe six, whatever it is. But that's going to be unique onto that kind of business. It's not going to work for everybody, is it?
No, it's not. And I'll tell you something. There's even some suspicion in the study. The study was only run for 2 months, that is March and April. So they said to the employees, listen, we're going to cut down to the 32 hours and see what happens. If we get the same amount of output out of everybody in 32 hours we got out of 40, we're going to perhaps make it permanent. So the employees had a lot of motivation during that 8-9 week period to say to themselves, hey, look, let's try to work real hard for this period. We'll be able to then go to a 32-hour work week at the same salary. So they were highly motivated, but it only was for 2 months. I suspect, and oftentimes what happens in academia is when you get run a study and you get results that are counterintuitive. It's not exactly what you expected. Oftentimes, academics will replicate. They'll do the experiment over. I would suggest if the same experiment were run for a year, you would probably get much different results. In other words, the employees were highly motivated. Hey, let's work like heck real hard for the next couple of months. But if this would go on for a year, I have a feeling they wouldn't be able to keep that up that pace, and their productivity would drop down to the same level it was during the 40-hour work week, in which case they'd get 20% less work.
Now, there are some professions, Doctor, to be fair. There are some professions here in the United States where you have 3 days on and 4 days off. Being a nurse, for example. I know a lot of nursing employees that 3 days on, 4 days off. Now, they're longer shifts. They're 3/12s, right? And then they have four. Yeah. But that works really well in that application. In fact, nurses are well paid. They work these intense, you know, three-day shifts, if you will, and then they take some time off. So it can apply in some places. So maybe
absolutely.
Maybe I shouldn't be as skeptical as I once was. Maybe I should look at this with some fresh eyes.
But and you're right. In professions where you need 24-hour coverage, like a hospital, going to 3 12-hour shifts. Now, again, that's pretty close to the 40 hours. You're not going down to 32. But in that situation, it does work. There are some companies also in the U.S., some manufacturing companies, particularly those that have contracts, and they're not necessarily relying on customers to come in every day. But there are some companies like that that have shifted to a four-day work week with 10-hour days. Then you end up getting the same 40 hours, but the employees get the 4 days on and 3 days off.
And they get long weekend.
Right. There are some applications that could work.
And they get a long weekend, so you know it makes it more beneficial to a lot of employees. I think that the creativity in the workplace is great, Doctor. I do. I think it gives people the opportunity to try some different things and find out what works for their business. Now, me personally, if I worked less than 50 hours a week, I think I'd turn into a vegetable. I'm not sure. You know, there's those among us, me included, that are just work, that just like to work. I like working all the time, writing, exploring, you know, investigating, doing research. I like it. And I like talking to great people like yourself. But for some folks, if it works better, then I think it should be explored. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, let me just say one thing. I looked at millennials that work in the technology field, and I found in some of these companies, they have unlimited vacation policy, take as much as you want, and there's no time clock to punch. Work whatever hours you want to work, just get the job done. The result was the employees, particularly the younger ones, just starting, take less vacation time, and they end up working more hours. What the employees did like about that, though, was flexibility. So you're married, you have a child playing sports in the afternoon. You can go watch the sports and then come back and do your work when you have
to do it. And, Doctor, I can tell you,
there are a lot of choices.
I ran a company exactly like that. One of the first companies I started, we did that. You're dealing with creative types. Come and go as you please. Just make sure the projects are done. And it worked really well that way, so it can. Dr. Michael Bussler, always a good conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
There you have it. Whatever works to get the work done was my theory, and it worked well for us in that company. 25 after.